Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a fill build session in Ableton Live 12 for that sunrise set emotion with old school jungle and DNB vibes. So think tension, movement, a little nostalgia, and enough weight to still hit hard when the drop lands. The big idea here is simple. A fill in drum and bass is not just extra drums. It's a transition tool. It tells the listener something is coming. For a sunrise vibe, we want that feeling to be hopeful and rolling, not overly aggressive or overly glossy. We want breakbeat energy, snare tension, filtered motion, a touch of atmosphere, and a clean release into the next section. If you've ever heard a tune where the last bar before the drop suddenly feels like it's pulling the floor upward, that's what we're aiming for. And the nice thing is, you do not need a huge collection of third-party plugins to make this work. Ableton stock devices are enough. Let's start with the session setup. Open a fresh project and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a very classic middle ground speed for jungle and drum and bass. If you want it a little more laid-back and sunrise-friendly, 170 BPM also works nicely. Then set up an 8-bar phrase in arrangement view. The first 4 bars are your main groove, and the last 4 bars are your fill or transition section. This structure matters because DNB fills work best when the listener can clearly feel the phrase change. An 8-bar shape is easy to hear, easy to mix, and very DJ-friendly. If your arrangement is clear, your fill will feel stronger without needing to be louder. Now let's build the core drum feel. Create a drum rack and layer 2 main elements, 1 chopped break sample and 1 clean snare one shot. If you already have a classic jungle break, great. If not, use any clean break sample and slice it by transient. In Ableton, you can right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. That gives you instant playable pieces from the break. Place the break hits around the last 2 bars of the fill section. Don't just stack too much activity everywhere. Focus on ghost notes before the snare, a few extra kick and snare punctuation hits, and maybe a short gap right before the final hit. That little gap is important. Bass creates impact. On the snare layer, add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5-12%. Add a little crunch if the snare needs attitude, but don't overcook it. Boom should stay low or off for this lesson, because we want the fill to feel tight, not bloated. If the snare needs more snap, a slight transient boost can help. What this does is give the fill some body and character without making it sound too modern or too polished. Old school jungle often feels exciting, because the breaks breathe a bit. They move. They're not over-controlled. Next, shape the break with EQ and groove. Drop EQ 8 on the break track. If the break is clashing with your sub, high pass it somewhere around 120-180 Hz. If the top end feels sharp or harsh, gently reduce around 3-5 Khz. If it's too dull, a small boost around 8-10 Khz can bring some air back. Then check the groove pool. A little swing goes a long way here. Something like MPC 16 swing 57-60 is a good starting point. Or, if you have a classic break groove you like, you can extract some of that feel. The key is to make it human and shuffly without making it lazy. The fill should still feel like it's moving forward. Now for the main tension driver, the snare roll. In the last 1 or 2 bars, before the transition, draw a simple snare roll in MIDI. Keep it beginner-friendly. For example, in bar 7, play snare hits on beats 3 and 4. Then in bar 8, increase the density, so the hits come in every half beat, and then every quarter beat near the end. You do not need a super complex pattern. Clean and deliberate is better. Use velocity to shape the energy. Start the roll around 70-90, then push the final hits up to around 100-120. That rising velocity makes the roll feel like it's gathering momentum. Now add auto filter to the snare roll and use a high pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 250-400 Hz, then automate it upwards so the roll gets thinner and more urgent as it approaches the drop. That thinning effect is a classic tension move. It makes the snare feel like it's climbing without stealing the low-end space you need later. Add a touch of reverb as well. Keep it subtle, something like 8-18% dry/wet, a decay around 1.2-2.5 seconds, and a short pre-delay around 10-25 milliseconds. You want a sense of space, not a washed-out mess. In drum and bass, the roll can feel huge, but the low end still needs to stay clean. If you're wondering why this works so well, it's because the listener hears rhythmic density increasing. The pattern compresses. The brain expects release. That expectation is exactly what makes the drop feel satisfying. Now let's bring in the bass movement. For a sunrise feel, you usually don't want the bass to explode. You want it to feel like it's gathering energy, narrowing and rising. A simple restyle bass or filtered bass stab works great here. If you're building it from scratch, Use Wavetable. Choose a saw-based Wavetable or a basic analog-style preset. Add a little detune for movement, but keep it mostly mono or close to mono in the low end. Then add saturator with around 2 to 6 dB of drive, and auto filter with a low pass sweep. You can start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz and open it up to around 1 to 2K Hz over the course of the fill. You can also use utility to keep the bass narrow. That's especially useful if your track starts getting too wide or smeared in the transition. A fill should feel like it's building, not like it's trying to become the whole song. A good automation move is to open the filter slowly in the last two bars, then reduce the bass notes or mute them entirely in the final half bar, before the drop. That tiny moment of absence can make the drop feel way bigger. A lot of beginners keep the bass talking too much during transitions. Try giving it less to say, and the impact gets stronger. Next, add some atmosphere and reverse energy. This is where the sunrise emotion really comes in. Use one atmospheric layer, not five. A reversed cymbal, a soft pad tail, a field recording texture, or a white noise swell can all work. In Ableton, you can use Operator for a noise-based patch, Analog for a warm pad, or Simpler on a reversed crash sample. Put auto filter on the atmosphere and high pass it around 200 to 400 AC. Then automate the cutoff upward so the texture blooms into the fill. A little reverb on ascend, or hybrid reverb with a low mix, can make this feel spacious without turning everything to fog. The trick here is subtlety. For Sunrise DNB, you want emotional movement, but not a cheesy giant wash. Let the atmosphere support the transition, not dominate it. Now let's organize the transition with a fill bus. If you can, group your drums, bass, and effects into separate tracks or buses, and create a fill bus for the last two bars. On that bus, try a gentle auto filter sweep, a utility width change, maybe a light drum bus for glue, and a compressor only if you need it. A nice beginner move is to automate utility width from 100% down to 70 or 80% in the final moments, then open it back up on the drop. That narrowing gives the impression of energy being pulled inward before release. If you use a compressor, keep it very light. You only want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you squash the fill too much, the drop loses its power. Mastering friendly workflow means preserving contrast. The fill should feel controlled, not flattened. And that brings us to the final hit. The last moment of the fill should be clear and intentional. You can use a short snare flam, a crash with a reverse swell, a final break stutter, or even a bass mute followed by a kick and snare punch. Whatever you choose, make sure it lands exactly on the phrase change. Usually that means bar 8 beat 4, or bar 9 beat 1 if the drop starts there. Keep the ending uncluttered. In drum and bass, the drop often feels strongest when the fill ends with confidence and a little space. After that, loop the section and listen in context with your full groove. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the fill keep the pulse moving? Is the sub still under control? Can I clearly hear the phrase change? Does this feel like sunrise emotion? Or does it just sound like random noise? If the fill feels too heavy, lower the bus by 1 to 3 dB. That may sound counterintuitive, but in mastering terms, a slightly smaller fill often sounds bigger because it leaves room for the drop to hit. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overload the fill with too many layers. 3 to 5 core elements is usually enough. Indeed, NB, clarity makes the impact stronger. Second, don't let the bass fight the kick during the build. Thin the low end early and mute or reduce it right before the drop. Third, don't make the fill too glossy or too EDM-like. Bring back break, chop, swing, and some grit from drum bus or saturator. Fourth, make sure there is a clear phrase structure. Put the fill at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar section so the listener feels the turn. And fifth, don't drown everything in reverb. Use short tails and automate only when needed. Punchy is powerful. If you want to push it further, here are some pro-style ideas. You can add saturator to the break bus with 2 to 5 dB of drive for a bit more bite. You can make the snare roll darker and more underground with drum bus. You can keep the sub-bass mono with utility. You can automate frequency movement instead of volume movement on bass and effects, which often sounds more musical in drum and bass. And if you want it darker, layer a very quiet industrial texture or vinyl noise underneath, then high pass it so it doesn't cloud the low end. A great mindset here is to think in energy shape, not just sound choice. Your fill should climb, tighten, and open again. Even a simple pattern works if the motion is clear. Contrast often matters more than complexity. Also, always audition the fill like a DJ would. Does it help a mix change feel smooth? Does it create a clear phrase boundary? If yes, you're on the right track. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build a 4-bar loop with kick, snare, and a simple break. In the last 2 bars, add a snare roll using MIDI notes. Put auto filter on that roll and automate the cutoff upward. Add 1 reverse cymbal or noise swell before the final hit. Put saturator on the break or snare bus with light drive. Then mute the bass for the final half bar before the drop. Listen in context and adjust until it feels emotional but not crowded. Your goal is to make the fill feel like it belongs in a sunrise drum and bass set. Warm, tense, and ready to release. So remember the main takeaway. A DNB fill should support the phrase, not distract from it. Use break chops, snare rolls, bass filtering, and subtle effects to build tension. Keep the low end clean and mono-friendly. And in Ableton Live 12, the stock tools are already enough to make something that feels professional, musical, and full of vibe. Build it simple. Make it musical. Let the arrangement do the heavy lifting.